It is absolutely no secret as entrepreneurs, we prioritize sometimes the grind, the hustle, and everything else. But here's a thought. Can you really perform at your peak when you're not at your best? When we take care of ourselves, we can actually take care of our mental health. We can nurture emotional intelligence, which makes us even a better and more resilient entrepreneur, capable of facing challenges with a clear mind.
So the question is, how do entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and experts scale to create a massive business, all while having fun and impacting lives? Welcome to the Raquel Show. I'm your host, Raquel Quinette, business coach, real estate entrepreneur, investor, wife, and sports mom. This podcast will give you real quick tips, strategies, tools, and inspire you to help you play bigger in business and in life. Are you ready? Let's grow to the next level.
Welcome to the Raquel Show. This show is for entrepreneurs who want to play bigger in business and in life. And I just want to say thank you for tuning in and being with me on this journey and being a part of our community. I have connected with so many of you through this podcast. And out of all the podcasts that you could listen to, I am so grateful you listen to ours. Today, I want to talk about how many of us sprint as soon as January 1st hits. And I remember my mentor telling me, Raquel, you barely celebrate wins. Because in real estate and the way real estate works when you're building the business, like the first 2 weeks are always like front loading and to try to hit your goals. And the last 2 weeks is you're trying to double the activity if you didn't hit your goals. And then on top of that, you've got more closings because they're towards the end, because most people want to close towards the end of the month, just in the proration of interest, taxes, and insurance, and things are a little bit more busy. So then you're on to the next month when it's the last month. And the cycle just keeps going on and you keep stacking for the next month. And there's never a break even after December 31st and January 1st. There's no break in between. So it's Groundhog Day again. And then you're starting your goals for the next year. So in this episode, I want to talk about how do we actually plan for breaks in the business, because taking care of yourself is actually taking care of your business. And there's three reasons why self-care is important for entrepreneurs. Starting with number one, taking care of yourself is like taking care of your business. Your business is only as good as you are. And if you don't let yourself relax once in a while or get recharged, you're not doing what's best, even for, believe it or not, your bottom line. As many of you know, I love to travel because it changes my environment, whether it's for a conference, a mastermind, speaking engagements, or even sports. My kids have gotten used to traveling for sports, so we now have a system. After we take care of business and games and tournaments, we get to do a fun thing we like to do, or even explore the new city that we're in. I love to travel, so I try to plan getaways as much as we can. For some of you, taking care of yourself means taking a day off or getting out in nature for a walk or a hike or doing a staycation or even getting a massage. I know a lot of our top clients purposely plan their vacation and free time so that they could sprint to that vacation and they could sprint to their goals a lot quicker. Number two is when you have distance, it creates perspective. So when you take care of yourself and you get away from your day-to-day routine, you gain perspective. You can meet new people, you can experience new things. And even during travel time, when you're on that plane or your phone is on airplane mode, you can create intentional thinking time. And when you are away from your business, you get all the creative ideas and you get to think of all the different things that you want to accomplish. And it's no wonder that while we are on vacation, all those ideas come to us. And number three is self-care can mean spending quality time with people you care about and love. It's no secret that spending quality time with your friends and family is important, and business owners definitely don't get enough of it. If anything, you deserve some time to sit back, relax, and enjoy the people around you who make life worth living. Isn't that one of the reasons why you got into entrepreneurship? To make your own schedule, to make more money, and to spend it with quality people or people that are important to you? Let's break down a few things on how you actually can prepare for your much needed break so you aren't bombarded with all the calls and emails when you get away that could cause you more stress and anxiety. Start with number one is put it in your calendar. Block it out, plan it out so that you can mentally prepare for it. And like I mentioned, work towards it. There's nothing like that rush when you're about to go on vacation and you're trying to get all your offers or contracts or your clients in before you go on vacation. Number two is prep your team. They say people go on vacation and take days off, but job roles don't. So think about all the things you do and who is actually going to take care of those items and things when you are gone. Your vacation is an opportunity for a team member to step up. This is where I love seeing who actually takes advantage of when the boss is gone and who actually shows up. There is no better feeling knowing that you have a rising star or someone on the team that actually wants to lead. Let your team know who's in charge of what and what classifies an actual emergency when you're gone. And the goal will be to take care of everything without bothering you as much as possible. If you have people and your employees or your team members traveling with you on company time, let them know that it's a company trip. And here are the expectations. Here are the goals. And if you didn't pass your responsibilities, you have to find time during your trip to actually take care of them. I have actually made the mistake of not making this clear when team members actually took advantage of it. Company rules and standards still apply when you travel. It's no different than when I was in leadership roles and I worked for two CEOs. The way I behaved on trips was no different than if I was in the office. And we've all seen it where people go out late at night or they don't show up for the conference. So you make sure that you prep on both sides. Number three is let your clients know in advance. If you have a client-based business, let them know you're leaving and who's actually going to be in charge and when you'll be back. Make sure they have the contact of who is going to take your place and explain to the person what they need to know about any current issues that possibly your clients might be facing. I know some agents don't like to say that they're going on vacation because they feel they may lose the client, but it's better to be upfront, especially in today's world where we see everything on social media. People are watching your stories and somebody may tag you. So you might as well be transparent. Number four is schedule your check-in time. First, decide, is this going to be a true break and vacation? Or is it going to be a working vacation? If it's going to be a working vacation, let the people you know that are on vacation with you, that it's going to also be a working vacation so that they don't wonder and can schedule around it. With our family, there are usually some times where I do some coaching when we're on vacation in the morning, or Brad has to answer some calls on the road. So the kids just know to be quiet for the time being, or they can plan around it. Sometimes you might have to check your email and get some things done. When we travel with our basketball team for our kids, we're in a team house, you can actually see the people that work remote because they're on their computer before we head out to the games. And it's better to just schedule it in so that you know when to check in, because the last thing you want to do is constantly be checking your phone or your emails and not having dedicated time. And then you feel exhausted. And you know what I'm talking about. Those feelings that when you get back from vacation, you almost need another vacation because you don't feel recharged. It is absolutely no secret as entrepreneurs, we prioritize sometimes the grind, the hustle, and everything else. But here's a thought. Can you really perform at your peak when you're not at your best? When we take care of ourselves, we can actually take care of our mental health. We can nurture emotional intelligence, which makes us even a better and more resilient entrepreneur, capable of facing challenges with a clear mind. Taking a break is actually productive. It's so critical and crucial to take a step back, rest, and recharge, not only for your own sanity, but for the sake of your business and even sometimes your team members. Integrating some downtime into your busy schedule can lead to breakthroughs and allow you to keep going so that you can get that creative ideas you are looking for. Today, my friends, I want to remind you that taking care of yourself isn't a luxury or an afterthought. It's a strategic component to your business success. By prioritizing your well-being, you are not only investing in yourself, but in your health and the future of your business. So stay mindful, stay healthy, and watch out how both you and your business can actually flourish. If you are a woman that is looking to get away and recharge, we have our Elevate Retreat in Palm Springs, March 14th through the 17th. Go to elevatewomensretreat.com for more details and to snag a few spots we've got left because we will be shutting down registration soon. This is our last chance to sign up, and I can tell you, if you get in the room, you will want to connect with some of the most dynamic women that get you. My friends, thank you all for tuning in today on this quick episode. Don't forget to subscribe or share it with a friend. Until next time, take care of yourself and your business and keep playing bigger.
Thank you for listening to this episode and hanging out with me today. If you're loving The Raquel Show and you've gotten value from it for your business or your life, please don't forget to hit the follow button so you never miss an episode. I'd love to connect with you further, so text me at www.textraquel.com and send me a message. You'll be added to our VIP list for updates and special events we're hosting for our community. I look forward to hanging out with you on the next episode.